If you're not in Oshkosh today, then it delights me to tell you that it is 72 and sunny. It is a gorgeous day here. And Amy, I am delighted to be here with you again for Attitude Adjustment.
I know. I don't want to rub it in too much, but at home, it's just hot. There are people listening at home, and I'm really sorry, and I'm really happy all at the same time, because I'm here one more time. I'm here.
Yeah.
And we have some of my favorite people in the room with us today.
I know this.
This is very exciting. We have Kelly Murphy, who took my job and is the director of publications for Women in Aviation International. She is the editor-in-chief of Aviation for Women magazine. And her boss, Allison McKay, the chief executive officer, CEO of Women in Aviation International. Thank you. Welcome, ladies. Thank you so much for coming in today. How's it going?
We are having a great time. I think, as you said, the weather really cooperated with us this week. It is beautiful. We have so many attendees here. We've met so many new people. We've seen so many familiar faces. It's a great kickoff to the week.
Well, tell me, you've got a lot going on here at the show. You're in two locations this year. You've got some activities going on. And then after the show, you roll into your scholarship season, right? Scholarship's already open.
Yep.
And at the booth, you've got the July-August issues of Aviation for Women magazine. Tell me a little bit about scholarships.
Yeah, so I think that is probably one of the highlights of our organization, and the thing that we are most proud and passionate about is our ability to offer women financial assistance to fulfill their dreams, whether they want to be an air traffic controller or a pilot or a maintenance technician. We have scholarships for every career path you could possibly want, or professional development to get you in the next step of your career. Our scholarships open July the 1st. We have 103 scholarships available, valued at a little over $680,000. That brings our total scholarship awards to date to be a little over $15 million. So It is pride and beaming for all of the staff to be able to change lives like that.
I've read the descriptions of the scholarships, and what's so interesting about them is how they're targeted. They're very focused on people either with very specific objectives, and not just being a pilot, by the way, but a whole range of roles to take, and also at different levels. You know, a little bit of a help, a lot of help, all the help you would need.
Yeah,
it's such a portfolio of offerings. It if you're interested, by the way, in applying, it's worth doing the investment in reading all of them.
Yeah,
it's a story in itself.
Well, and that kind of lends well to Kelly, because she does cover a lot of these stories in our magazine and on our website, of those that have received scholarships in the past become donors for the future generations. And so, Kelly, maybe if you want to highlight a little bit about who our donors are, how we are able to offer so many scholarships.
Yeah, it's amazing. The passion that goes with our memberships and our scholarship donors never cease to amaze us, because every year we've got airlines, we've got FBOs, foundations, companies that just want to give back and light that fire of aviation interest and education. And as Allison said, this year we are offering scholarships for drones, for type ratings, for everything from private pilot to, you know, ATP, and everything in between, dispatch. These stories reign with us because scholarship winners want to come back and tell us their stories, because our motto is scholarships change lives. So we can't encourage enough for our members to take the time, go online, wai.org/scholarships, and you'll find all those scholarships online. And just to remember that the application date is October 12th.
And my understanding is some of our scholarship winners at this point, the depth going back quite a ways, because we started this in 1996, they are getting together and creating scholarships.
That's right. One of the new ones we have this year actually goes to one of our members, Aaron Miller, who's offering two different scholarships related to the WASP, because, again, this is in honor of her grandmother, Elaine Danforth Harmon, and she wants us to remember this WASP and, again, give back. So there's tons of stories like that that, again, future and winners can learn from past winners. And so it's great to see that donation cycle continue.
One of the things that differentiates WAI from other organizations out there that are trying to help women in aviation, women in aviation is not exclusive to women.
That's correct. We have about 20% of our membership is male. The reason men join our organization is to show their support for more women joining the industry. And so we are very passionate about the fact that it is not a female-only organization. It is not a pilot-centric organization. It is an organization for everybody in this industry, everybody who wants this industry to grow and flourish. I am not a pilot, and I have spent my entire career in this industry supporting the industry. And I think that there is a place for everybody in Women in Aviation International. And you know, I think that it's a great network of women and men supporting each other.
We're talking to Allison McKay, who is the CEO of Women in Aviation International, and also Kelly Murphy, who is their Director of Communications. I feel like there's been some kind of inflection point reached, and I don't know if it's just me or if there is something different, but I feel like there is, that there are more women who seem to be aware of the opportunities, more energized pursuit of a real cool range of different positions. But it may just be that with, you know, talking to you guys for years now as interview guests, I'm more aware. Has there been an inflection point?
I think that there was a lot of media coverage about the shortage of workforce prior to the pandemic. And then what we saw was a shrinking of our workforce because of the pandemic and the massive acceleration out of the pandemic that no one could have forecasted.
Mm-hmm.
That has highlighted the fact that we haven't done enough pre-pandemic on workforce development. It has also highlighted the fact that we cannot keep hiring the same way we always have and expecting different results. And so I think industry, government, individuals are very focused on the fact that we need to really light the fire of that next generation to want to come into this industry that we love so much. And I think that's what you're noticing.
Mm. So it's not just me.
No. And you were on the government panel recently that provided us with some data about that.
Yes. I was part of a 30-woman group that was put together by the FAA under the Reauthorization Act to advise the government on how do we affect change in this industry and how do we create a more diverse and equitable environment. And we published our report in May, 55 recommendations that vary from industry recommendations or government recommendations or things that individuals can do to support the industry. And we're hoping that once those recommendations are enacted, we will definitely see some really marked change.
And on that note, you guys really are about the next generation. Let's talk about Girls in Aviation.
Yes. Girls in Aviation Day this year is going to be September 24th. Worldwide events. We have 55 currently on our website, so you can go on our website, WAI.org, and see where those locations are throughout the world. We're adding new ones every day, so I do want to say you got to keep checking back. But we are focused on really encouraging young women to you know, see this industry as available to them. We also, in conjunction with that, we just created a new membership category, a junior membership category for those 18 and younger. It is free. So you have all the abilities to get all the great things that come with a WAI membership. But we're offering it for free because we want young women and men to get into this industry and stay in this industry.
So Girls in Aviation Day, you're going to have events everywhere, right? How many events have you got set up so far? And how do people build a Girls in Aviation Day event?
Well, the great news is we have 55 right now, but as Allison said, every day continues. But part of that, too, is that we want you to go on our website, see who our chapters and our corporate members are who are hosting those events, because, frankly, you are welcome to help volunteer and just see what Girls in Aviation Day is all about. Also, in conjunction with Aviation for Girls magazine, as well as our new Aviation for Girls app that we launched during the pandemic, but we're going to do kind of a revitalization of that platform. So it's a fully 24/7, all year round, educational and experiential app, and it has lots of content for girls anywhere where they live and learn to download and access that and get inspired.
So where can people find you on the airfield here this week? And also, let's talk about where they can find you online.
Yep. So this week, we actually have a unique opportunity. We're in two locations. We are in Hangar B, and we are also in the Women Venture Center. On the website, you can find us at wai.org.
Thank you, folks, for the time you spent with us. Kelly Murphy, the Director of Communications for the nonprofit Women in Aviation International, and Allison McKay, the CEO of Women in Aviation International. Have a great week. You're listening to EAA Radio.